So Yerushalayim Reish Mamtes Etzem Umikra.
I'm Ravi.
Adam Tili Mamlechas Koyanim V'Goy Kadosh. Pasuk says, "You shall be for me a priest of the kingdom and a holy nation." Yehuda Shalom Yisrael. The goal of the nation Yisrael is literally snag. Bikdusha is not only that we should conduct ourselves in a holy manner, is that rather we should be, our essence should be a priest of the kingdom and a holy nation. It's not that we are who we are and we conduct ourselves in a holy way. We are essentially holy. We need that, we should be essentially holy. Kemenumas Dovazeh Pasuk HaKoydim, and this is also already alluded to in the previous pasuk. It says, "V'yisim li segula mikol ha'amim, you shall be for me a treasure among the nations." Perush Rashi, "Oitzer chaviv." Treasure, it means a favorable treasure. Hayinu meaning, "Shoa etzem shalachem," meaning your essence is ala madregi kazu, that you should elevate yourself to this level. This concept does not relate to the nations. Sheshor Shamra, their root is evil. And even when they conduct themselves in a good way, it's just by coincidence. Meaning, it's something that is outside of them. It's not something that is essential to them. This concept is one of the foundations of Avodas Hashem. Why? It's possible somebody should be involved in learning Torah and serving Hashem. But everything is a coincidence. But his essence has not changed.
Now I can see this as a coincidence, but learning Torah is a coincidence.
No, what he means by coincidence, he doesn't mean by accident. He means something that, as if it was something coincidental. Meaning that it's not part of me, it's something that's outside of me.
The road thing?
No, not even that. I go to work, when you go to work, right? We're hoping that that's something that's not part of you, it's something you need to do. Something, right? Whereas Torah Mitzvah should be something that is part of you. So coincidence is really not really the right word. Mikra means
essential.
The opposite of essential.
Additional or ancillary. Or,
External.
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 Extra.
The goal of Avodas Hashem is that it should become essential to the person. There's a person that is considered a Jew. It's because he was born to Jewish parents. Or because he conducts himself like a Jew. But essentially, he's not Jewish. Meaning, what he means to say, his Jewishness is not essential to him. He's lacking the entire base for his Judaism. Which means his brain and the philosophy of his world. His wisdom, his understanding, and his opinions. They are not Jewish, rooted, and sourced. His heart, his feelings, and his desires. And so also his limbs. And the physical part of man, the nefesh of Hamishalay, and his animalistic soul. Al Tavuzim Hamugushamais Mahagasais, which is upon his coarse desires, Einam Yehudim, they are not Jewish.
The non-Jew who acts Jews?
No, this is a Jew.
Who acts like,
this is a Jew who acts exactly. Jewish, but essentially
isn't.
Right, meaning is all of his essentials are not. Meaning his philosophies aren't Jewish, his tithes aren't Jewish.
Got the externals, but
he's mayonnaise and bread.
He's just man at mayo with
hey,
Jewish.
Hey, he said he eats a pastrami with mayo on white bread.
Yeah, that's not Jewish.
Yeah, it's not Jewish.
That is Jewish.
Mayo though?
No, mustard. Come on.
And rye for crying out loud.
The world of Jews.
They would know we
got to
talk about
it.
Yeah.
I was just trying to get the idea of who we talked about.
Right. Then Kigami Yehudi Eshle Tavis Gazes, even though Jews also have coarse desires. But it's like, it's more for bagel locks and bagels. Okay.
Sam, you're going to delete that section, okay?
But you can't compare a person who sometimes acts like an animal, the Adam Shanepa who atzmei lebehema, to a person who has been transformed into an animal. While the Tava reigns over him. So there is a difference. Somehow there's a difference between a person acting like an animal or a person being transformed into an animal. As the Sforam HaKadoshim explained the Pasuk in the beginning of the Parsha of Arayis, it says, Kamas Eretz Mitzrayim Ashishavtam Bo, Kamas Eretz Kanan Ashani Meviaschem Shem Olesasun. And like the actions of the land of Mitzrayim that you lived in, and like the actions of the people of Eretz Kanan that I bring you to, you shall not do. Shemashmos Tzivuzeh, the appropriate understanding of this commandment, are not only on the concepts, on the forbidden concepts that are written explicitly in the Pasuk afterwards. Rather, the concept is that the Pasuk makes a introduction of a general warning. All of the physical actions that you do, even if they're permissible to you, and these are things that are necessities, don't do it the way an Egyptian or a Kanani does it. Yehudi, because you're a Jew, Ben HaMelech, you're a prince. Even a prince's, even his simple acts, are he's obligated that they should be done through a unique fineness. There any more as far?
I only found two.
Two.
There's a set that's over there, but there was always three loose. By the way, he was one of the ones that said that emunah's in your bones. I remember we learned it.
Right.
You said because he was fun, but I remember he was specifically one of them.
Yep. Yes, Yehudim shalem them toyer mekayim mitzvus. There are Jews that learn Torah and perform mitzvahs. But internally, it's like a building without a foundation. Because their essence is not Jewish. Internally, they are rotten. His, their brain, their heart, and their limbs are not Jewish. And then there's just the opposite also. There are people that physically don't conduct themselves with extra chumras. But his entire essence is Jewish. They say that the there was a rabbi that once saw. One of his chassidim. Doing saying something negative to a yid that didn't have a beard. So the Rebbe called over the chassid. He said to him, when that yid comes up to heaven, the Rebbe is going to ask him, Rabbi Yid, where's your beard? You're right, he's going to ask me a question. He said, but when you come up to heaven, the Rebbe is going to ask him, Rabbi Yid, where's your yid? That's exactly what he's saying here. There are people that do all the things you're supposed to do, but in their brain and their heart and their limbs are not Jewish. Their pneumius is rotten. And then there are those that might not conduct themselves with the biggest chumras, but they're internally Jewish.
We've had this machlokes since the first century when a band of people following Oyser Ish were complaining of exactly the same. That was their taina against the Pharisees. It's all not in the heart. This is a correction.
You don't think it's all. He's saying
no,
that
I'm
it's.
Saying, but I'm, this is a historical correction that has needed to take place throughout our history, unfortunately.
Yep. Okay. The Shlemish HaYehudi Iyav Shezeh Beloizeh. But in order to have the perfection of a Jew, you need both. HaYisoyed Vayetzam Sichem Liyaz Yehudim. The foundation and the essence needs to be Jewish. Chmaychen Kol Prat Me'an Hoge Tzorech Liyaz Yehudi. And also, every aspect of one's conduct also needs to be Jewish. And in every area that a person does not conduct himself properly, a person is compromising his nefesh and his ruach, his soul and his spirit. In any reason why one Jew stands above another Jew and illuminates more, it's because that in their essence their Judaism is pure. Yeah. Ayid once came from the Baba Viruv and said to him, more conservadox. Here to the Bavadu, and he said to him, I don't understand why you consider yourselves firmer than we are. He says, we're not that careful about Shemir Shabbos or about Kashrus the way you are. We're not that careful, but in the business place, we're very careful. We don't cheat. We're very careful about how we conduct ourselves. You, on the other hand, you're very machmer in those areas, and kashrus and Shabbos and Hashem Shemacha, but you guys are corrupt in the business area. So the Baba told him, the difference is that we're not Erlich Yidin, and you're Erlich Goyim. The Shabbos Kasher Taras Mishpacha, those define a Yid. Right? Of course, we have to be careful in the business area also, that we have to be Erlich Yidin. If you're not, then you're not an Erlich Yid. But somebody who's not in the major Yiddish areas is lacking. So how are you different than the Erlich Goyim?
Tell me you find good Goyim too, right? Conduct yourselves honestly, but
Yehudi Batsam in a head let's like Vain Shah Isaac Batari Mitzvahs. A essential Jew, there's no difference by him whether he's involved in learning Torah, performing mitzvahs, whether he is involved in his necessary physical materialistic exercises. There's no difference. He's not just a servant of the king in at certain hours. His entire essence is a servant, a loyal servant to the king. He's a Jewish slave who works day and night. At night, just like during the day. When he's learning, he's serving Hashem. When he's eating, he's serving Hashem. Whenever he's spending time with his wife, he's serving Hashem. He's spending time with his children, he's serving Hashem. That's how he lives. I'm essentially a Jew. There's no difference what I'm doing. As it says in the Sefer Me'arim Chaim, Sheyadua, the Beis Oisius Rishonis Mishem Alai Baruch Hu, it is known that the first two letters of Hashem's name are on a higher level than the last two letters of Hashem's name. Yud Kei, what? We've talked about this numerous times. Yud Kei represent the worlds of Chachma and Bina, and Vav Kei represent the connection to this world. He said the Pella is that the physical matters of people, Yeshmeh Ma'itzi Yisrael Hashanis, they have the first letters of Hashem's name, Yud Kei, meaning Achila, right? Achila is Achal with the Yud Kei. Shtia, Bia, Shina, Sicha, right? All these, the eating, drinking, cohabitating, sleeping, schmoozing, right? All these have the Yud Kei. Either when you're avodas Hashem, when it comes to avodas Hashem, there you find the last letters, Vav Kei, Torah, Mitzvah, Avodah, Kedusha, right? All those have the Vav Kei.
So he's going to reconcile this problem.
Yeah, it's Ben Ram Chaim. V'atam shemenum is b'zeh. The reason is what is hinted here is ki Yehudi ba'etzem, a essential Jew who says shekolin yonah v'gashmiyam chosam olav shemavai baruch, is that a Jew is that in all of their physical matters, all their physical exercises, the Hashem's name is signed upon it. Kol ma'asa v'heim k'moisha oisi Yehudi ne'mon. All of his actions are done the way a loyal Jew does them. Tachlis Abriya, and that is the Tachlis Abriya. We've spoken about this numerous times. The goal of creation, the reason why Hashem placed us in this lowly world is that we should take lowly things and elevate them. That is the Tachlis Abriya. Shinis Ava Kadosh Baruch Hu Shiel Adir B'Tachtoinim. The Rebbeinu Shlom wanted to have a dwelling place among the low. Shamas Magashmim Yukulam Kodesh Lashem. That physical actions should be Kodesh Lashem. Unbelievable. That's such a geweldige woord.
Het zou dan lekker doen.
Lachen, hik naar Rambam.
A year from now, it's come up somewhere in a clearance or something, right?
Oh, it's going to be somewhere.
Oh, I can see this coming up.
Yeah.
We'll all sit to go.
Something we can replace the chair if it's a word like this.
What's that?
Lachen. Higdem Aram HaBeresh Kibura Yagod Al Yad Chazaka.
How do you teach that?
Oveminyan HaMitzviz Veroish HaKoyl.
How many kashas is going to answer? Is it going to be 2 or 10?
That is why the Rambam introduced in the beginning of his Sefer Yad Chazaka and in the Minyan HaMitzviz, Rosh HaKoyel, the beginning of it is as Halachas Yisraeli HaTorah, the Halachas of the foundations of Torah, HaKoyel LeMinyan Emunas Hashem Yichudai, which encompass the areas of faith in Hashem and Hashem's oneness, Ahavas Hashem, love of Hashem, Yiras Hashem, the fear of Hashem, Dveikus V'Kiddush Hashem, the connection and sanctification of Hashem's name, as Halachas Deus, and then the Halachas of philosophy, HaKoyel LeMinyan Emidus, which encompass the concepts of Midas, character traits. That's the beginning of Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah. Why can't mitzvahs halalu? Because the mitzvahs that were just mentioned, him Yisoidei HaTorah mitzvahs, they are the foundation of Torah and mitzvahs. Mebchina zu shall hiyosa adam Yehudi b'chol mehusai. In the aspect of a Jew, of a person being a Jew in his essence. In adam masik kiyum mitzvahs elu, adshem kol mehusai hu Yehudi. A person cannot achieve any of the above until the person's essence is Jewish. Until the person gives over to Hashem all of his limbs, his feelings and his desires. Kirak oz nepach liyos etzem Yehudi. Then that is when the person is transformed into being a essential Jew, a genuine Jew.
And he says that can be acquired. You don't have to be necessarily born there.
No, of course not. Yeah. No.
If you acquire it, we're always wasting our time.
Huh?
If you couldn't acquire it, then we're
just of course. Yeah, of course it has to be acquired. It has to be acquired. You can't be born. You can't be born into it. Yep.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Huh? Yep. And these concepts is not something that a person should look at as above my head. This is, oh, that's way above my head. Elohim haim. Elohim haim.
You
got
to answer a question.
Yeah.
You saw you there, I'll tell you, these are the foundations of Torah and Judaism. Ain't binyan b'li yisoidin. You can't build a building without a foundation. And even though on a superficial level it's hard to fathom how a human being with an animalistic soul can achieve these levels, Ahavas Hashem, love of Hashem, Yerosai, the fear of Hashem, with Vekas Hashem, connection to Hashem, Chumashim Mepharash Ramban, Apostle Ledav Kabay, as Ramban explains the Apostle Ledav Kabay, which means to connect to Hashem. These are his words. V'yitochen, says the Ramban, it seems, sha'klal advekus, that the idea of dvekus, of connection, loymar is to say, sh'tiyazuch Hashem v'avosei tamid, that a person should constantly remember Hashem and his love constantly. Loyti porid machshav t'cha mimenu, a person's thought should not separate from Hashem. Chulu. Achia devorah v'mnei adam b'fivu v'lishayne v'liboy enenu imoim avalhu l'fnei Hashem. That even when the person is talking to people with his mouth and his tongue, but his heart should not be there. His heart should be before Hashem. Yep. Adkan. Those are the words of the Ramban. Achzois davke. Okay, so it's tough. Yeah, how does that? It's a mechalal shleimus. this is genuine Judaism, central Judaism, with in its entire perfection. Judaism is not something that can be partial. You can't be a partial Jew.
You can't be part of
you. Can't
of
keep
you.
Half Shabbos. He dereshes.
Huh?
Oh,
yeah.
He dereshes shleimus b'chalam ahuz. It requires perfection, the entire essence.
There's no such thing as perfection, so isn't that a kind of a, what do they call it?
Talking about the goal.
Effort.
Oh, okay. That all of his 248 limbs and his 365 sinews should be Jewish. Through that he can achieve the performance of mitzvahs. To the point that his heart and his flesh should rejoice to the living God. That is how the person achieves perfection of character. As we find, as the Pirkei Avos describes the disciple, what is considered a disciple of Avraham Avinu, a person who has a good eye, and a low spirit, and a low appetite. Meaning a disciple of Avraham Avinu, they have achieved a level of spiritual essence. Midos nalos elu, and these above mentioned character traits, natzolos me'etzam ruchni, they are products of the spiritual essence. Va'oid zesha etzam shalei chumri. Because as long as a person's essence is physical or coarse, then the person's character traits will be the opposite. As we will explain in the explanation. Zeh ikat tachlas abriyah.